Relationship Podcast with your host, certified life coach, Chris Rich. If you're having trouble navigating your mixed faith relationships, struggling to connect with your people, or having specific challenges, you are in the right place, my friend. Episode 91, Creating More Happiness. Hello there, my beautiful friends. How is everyone doing? I'm doing fantastic, and I'm so excited to be here. Today, I want to talk about one of my very favorite emotions, happiness. We hear about happiness all over the place. There are cute painted signs at Home Goods that tell us to choose happy. There are tons of songs and movie titles containing the word happiness. There are t-shirts and bumper stickers with cheerful messages all over the place. Even though we're surrounded with thoughts and things about happiness, I think that most of us are in pursuit of happiness. And it totally makes sense that we want to feel happy because it feels amazing. We often hear people say things like, "My family brings me so much happiness," or on the contrary, "He just doesn't make me happy anymore." So in this episode, we are going to talk all about happiness. What is it, where it comes from, and how to create more of it. So most people believe that their circumstances create their happiness. The latest iPhone, the people they hang out with, the balance in the bank account, the number on the scale, the amazing vacation, the perfect marriage, the beautiful home they live in, or the accomplishments they have achieved. In fact, many people put off their happiness waiting for their situation to change. How often have you had the thought, "I will be happy when I lose these last 5 pounds," or "I'll be happy when my husband comes back to church," or "when I finish this project," or "I'll be happy when I get out of debt"? Those are all great things, but I want to let you in on a little secret. None of them make us happy. Think about it. Have you ever lost those 5 pounds and realized you didn't feel any different, or moved into the new house and still felt stress? Or maybe you ran the marathon and you still felt unaccomplished. Many of us live our lives as if happiness is the destination that one day we just might arrive at. President Nelson taught us, "The joy we feel has little to do with the circumstances of our lives and everything to do with the focus of our lives." He goes on to say, "We can feel joy regardless of what is happening or not happening in our lives." Close quote. Happiness is an emotion. It doesn't come from our situation. It comes from our thoughts about that situation. This is actually fantastic news because we don't have to wait for the perfect situation in order to be happy. In fact, happiness is available anytime we want it. If we want to feel the emotion of happiness, we need to choose thoughts that create happiness. Think happy, feel happy. We often have this idea that it is other people's job to make us happy. Well, that works great when they're following our plan, but what about when they are not? Well, we often hand over our emotional power to someone else. I kind of like to picture a remote control. If they do all the right things, then we can be happy. The reality is, part of the time, they don't do the things, and then it's as if we're stuck feeling terrible. I don't know about you, but I don't want to give away my power to other humans who may not even know how to create their own happiness, let alone mine. My friends, happiness is an inside job. It is my responsibility to create my happiness and no one else's. Many of us have the idea that we should be happy all the time. We think of the scripture, "Men are that they might have joy." Don't get me wrong, I'm all for being happy. And I also want to point out that there are some situations where happiness is not the most appropriate emotion. If my child is having a horrible day, I would rather feel compassion than happiness. If something terrible happens to a dear friend, it's appropriate for me to mourn with them. The point of life is not to run around like Pollyanna with toxic positivity, being happy about everything. There is opposition in all things. I would have no idea how amazing it felt to be happy if I had never been sad. In life, part of the time I will feel happy, and part of the time I will feel crappy. Life is 50-50. That is what a human experience is all about. So I consider myself a pretty happy person. One of my BFFs calls me a shiny copper penny. I feel like I live in the neighborhood of happiness. And I definitely visit other neighborhoods throughout the day. Sometimes I visit the neighborhood of anger or jealousy or resentment or the neighborhood of insecurity. If I let myself feel those emotions, then I can get back home to my neighborhood of happiness. My very favorite scripture of all time is 2 Nephi 5:27. So right after Lehi dies and Nephi is separated from his brothers and departs into the wilderness, he says, "And it came to pass, we lived after the manner of happiness." I don't know about you guys, but from my point of view, that doesn't sound like a very happy situation. But Nephi knew that our situations don't create our happiness. One of the quickest ways to create more happiness is not being negative about the negative things in life. If I can embrace that part of the time, I will feel uncomfortable emotions. Some of the time, I'm a hot mess, and some days are harder than others. That creates space for more happiness. I don't have to freak out when things are not perfect. I can still live after the manner of happiness. Look for those times in your life where you feel the emotion of happiness. Pay attention to what you are thinking and allow that beautiful emotion to be there. What does it feel like in your body? Where do you notice it? If you were to describe it, what would it look like? For me, happiness feels light, open, expansive, warm. I kind of think of it like a big hug. Savor the beauty of this pleasant emotion, even if it only lasts for a minute or two. Okay, friends, to wrap things up, happiness is an emotion that comes from our thoughts, not our circumstances. Happiness is always an option, but I may not necessarily want to choose it. If you want to feel more happiness, practice thinking thoughts that generate that emotion. And you can be happy right now. You don't have to wait. Okay, my friends, if you would like to create more happiness in your life, I can show you how. Head on over to chrisrichcoaching.com and let's set up a plan of action. That's everything I have for you today, my friend. Make a great week. Mwah. Don't have to be on the same page with religion to have a great relationship. If you are feeling stuck in all the emotions that are coming up for you in your mixed faith relationships, or are looking for tools to help you move forward, I can help you. Sign up for a free session with me. Go to chrisrichcoaching.com and click on work with me, because you and your loved ones are worth it, my friend. Thank you.